Friend, please help Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry by supporting the cost to produce Spirit-Filled Radio and Podcast for this current fiscal year. You can become a partner with Spirit-Filled Hearts by donating monthly. Your contributions make a difference in the lives of all those who listen to our radio shows and podcasts. Thank you for your support. Go to spiritfilledhearts.org and click on the donate button. That's spiritfilledhearts.org.
Thank you for listening to Spirit-Filled Podcasts. Please visit Spirit-Filled Radio for more great programs. Welcome to Father Augustine and Friends. Father Augustine Puckner is a Norbertine priest and is the new host for Spirit-Filled Radio. Each week, Father invites his friends in ministry to sit down and have a discussion about all things Catholic. Expect to always feel part of the conversation as we dive in and explore our love of the faith. Here's Father Augustine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Father Augustine and Friends. As always, I want to thank you all for your support for the Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry, for our radio programs. I hope you're enjoying not just my little show, but all the different shows that are being presented now. As you know, priests and, you know, other wonderful Catholic speakers, spirituality, morality, life issues. There's just such an amazing collection of radio shows now. So again, that's just shameless plug for all of the Spirit-Filled Hearts radio shows and all their wonderful hosts. I am so thrilled today for several reasons, and I'm going to get to those reasons after we begin with a prayer. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mindful of Our Lady's great intercession for us, especially for the priests, my guest today is a fellow Norbertine priest. Let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. Mary, Mother of Clergy,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I know you're all wondering, who is it? Who's the guest today? Who's the guest? I am so thrilled to welcome one of my fellow Norbertines, Father Charbel Gerbavats. Father Charbel, welcome to the Father Augustine and Friends Show.
Thank you, Father Augustine. Wonderful to be with you and all your listeners.
Thank you. And we, together, are celebrating a very significant day. We did not plan this, really. This is the providence of God and Our Lady's hand, because Father Charbel and I, as we tape this radio show, are both celebrating our ordination anniversary day, June 30th. So again, congratulations to Father Charbel. And it's been how many years again?
15 years. It's
15.
My quinceañera today.
This is Father's quinceañera as a priest today, June 30th, 2021. This is the 24th anniversary of my ordination. And we are going to talk about Father's vocation story, and we have had so many wonderful experiences together. My goodness, we could go on for hours. We only have a half an hour for our show today. But in so many ways, we will share the blessings that we have now enjoyed, 15 years of priesthood, 24 years of priesthood. So, Father Charbel was one of my first full two-year novices. As many of you know, I had Father Damien on the show earlier, and he was my first novice who I was with, but it was for Father Damien's second year. And then Father Charbel and also his classmate, Father Sebastian, they are among my firstborn at the Abbey in the fact that they were with me from day one. And I remember day one, entrance day, all those years ago. And Father's got a beautiful story he's going to tell. And as you know, the theme of our show, my conversations with my dear friends and collaborators in ministry, is the work of God's grace in our lives. And I have known Father Charbel now all these years, and I have seen and I have been blessed to be part of the work of God's grace in his life. So, Father, let's go back and just begin, say, with your Catholic upbringing, highlights from all the ways in which God was sort of leading you towards the priesthood, because I know it's an amazing story, an amazing path. So please share with our listeners some of the highlights of how God sort of brought you to that happy discernment to become a priest and, of course, also a religious.
Thank you, Father Augustine. I think a big part were my parents, who did a great job raising my two brothers and I in the Catholic faith. Mm-hmm. And we would attend a Croatian Catholic parish in downtown L.A. Mm-hmm. every Sunday for Mass, mm-hmm. and every Friday night for Croatian school, learning the language, the culture, folk dancing. Mm-hmm. And in that community, I was very much impressed by the priests there, mm-hmm. who've been priests for 50, 60 years.
Yes.
And these men that gave their whole life to God, they came to this country, they were serving God's people, His church. So that was kind of the first influence. The domestic church of my family played out in that Croatian Catholic parish in LA with the community. And then growing up in that community, then I went to UCI, where I wanted to become a dentist.
Go Anteaters.
That's right.
Go Anteaters. And that, of course, you share with Father Damien.
Yes. We were friends in college.
How about that?
We were part of the interfaith, so the Newman Center there at UCI.
Father Pat Philbin.
Yes, Father Pat Philbin. Yes. So we had daily mass at UCI, mm-hmm. and every Thursday we had a free lunch, and we had great speakers, fellowship groups in the evening, apologetics, Bible studies, support groups, all that kind of stuff. And that was a big part, just going to daily mass while you're going to college. It was mm-hmm. great on a public university.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a very powerful witness, for sure.
Yeah, so that was a big, big part. And then that's where I met my first Norbertine.
Wow.
In 1993, I was in Spanish class, and I see Father Raymond Perez in my class, sitting in the back. And, of course, immediately I was drawn to him. We became good friends. We were studying St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, Fray Luis de Leon, and these other mystical writers in another public setting.
Yes.
And he invited me to the Abbey, introduced me to Abbot Parker.
And, oh, may he rest in peace.
Yes. And tomorrow we're moving his bones from Ascension Cemetery.
Yes, we are, in fact,
to the new Abbey.
He'll be transferred to the new Abbey. Mm-hmm.
So our first abbot. Mm-hmm. And so Father Raymond was also a great influence. And after 5 years at UCI, I wanted to become a dentist. I was just about to enter dental school. Mm-hmm.
A noble profession.
Yeah,
absolutely. We
would say, drill, fill, and bill. Right? Now like it's that. Hatch them, match them, and dispatch them.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Listeners, there's going to be a quiz. We're going to send out an email to all of our listeners. I like that. Uh-huh. Drill, fill, and bill.
That's it.
Okay, very good.
That's it. And so while I was at UCI, I had the opportunity to study abroad for a year in Spain.
Now it gets interesting.
Yeah.
Now, and again, for our listeners, of course, I know much of Father Charbel's story, not everything. So stay tuned, listen up, because this is amazing, the work of God in this young man's life.
So studying in Spain was amazing. As you know, Spain is like no other Catholic country. Mm-hmm. Spain brought the faith to about 20 different countries mm-hmm. in the world.
Yeah.
Half the Catholic world speaks Spanish. Mm-hmm. So when you go to Spain, you see beautiful churches, you see mm-hmm. the culture lived mm-hmm. out, great traditions, processions. Mm-hmm. And for me to be able to study Spanish in Spain and visit, of course, Marian shrines to do the Way of St. James, El Camino Santiago.
What a blessing.
I visited Lourdes and Fatima. I went to Medjugorje. Mm-hmm. That year for me was just like a spiritual high.
Yes.
And came back from Spain, had a couple more years at UCI, started going to daily mass, praying the rosary. My last quarter at UCI, I went to Costa Rica to study tropical biology and had a great time studying and hiking and surfing.
I was going to say, what about surfing? So you're from Huntington Beach.
Yes, grew up in Huntington.
Father Charbel is a Southern California native, Huntington Beach guy, and definitely surfer.
Yes.
And other like active sports.
Yeah, but surfing was always just I would say Jesus could walk on water, but we need surfboards to do that.
I like that. I might use that in a homily sometime. Very good.
And just so blessed to grow up in Southern California. We're really, really blessed to have the Abbey here, to have St. John the Baptist, Saints Peter and Paul, sure. Mary Star of the Sea in L.A. Mm-hmm. So UCI was a great time of meeting my first Norbertine, Father Pat Philbin, going to daily mass, traveling in different countries. I think there came a moment where I was actually at Father Damien's house. The first moment I decided I was going to be a priest, Father Damien and I were at his house talking to a mutual friend, Andrew Chen. He was in Coral Gables, Miami area, studying biology, and we were all talking about the priesthood.
Wow.
And how awesome it is. And then I just thought, well, how can I talk this way when I feel I'm called? And my gosh, I have to give it a try. I remember walking out of his front door It was late at night, and I'm thinking, my gosh, I'm going to become a priest, or wow. I feel called to be a priest.
Now, this detail I did not know. That is a revelation even to myself. So that's
yes.
really beautiful.
Yes.
And, of course, I know Andrew as well.
Yes.
He's among our mutual friends, especially in those years of formation.
Yes.
So at Father Damien's house, see, the Lord, the Holy Spirit is working everywhere and in all these different ways. And then, of course, the discernment group with Father Albaca,
yes.
I believe, was a major next step. Major.
Yes. Influence. So after 5 years at UCI, I took a year off to discern the call to the priesthood.
Yeah.
And then I entered St. John's Seminary in Camarillo mm-hmm. for the Diocese of Orange. So I was a Diocesan Seminarian for 2 years. And in that time, during that first year at St. John's, that's when I was more active in Father Al's mm-hmm. prayer group, adoration group. We do an hour of adoration and then have a topic and discuss it. So I became close to Father Al, a lot of the other seminarians, and it was just great.
Mm-hmm. And then the Norbertines.
Yes, after 2 years at St. John's, it was a great time, but I felt called to something deeper, something more, a little more traditional, and community life.
Community life.
Because as you're a diocesan priest, it's so hard when you're by yourself. You know, we need our brothers to keep us accountable, to support each other. And, of course, when you visit St. Michael's Abbey, you see all these young men that love mm-hmm. God, that want to mm-hmm. serve a church, that love to pray. They love to just do those beautiful Catholic tradition items that we have.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that was, of course, a big influence on me when I made my come and see visit. Young men, young community, obviously growing, obviously like great potential, right? And men who loved the church, they loved, you know, being Catholic, they loved all the things that make religious life what it is meant to be. They loved the priesthood, it was obvious. And again, all those things continue. I think, you know, and for me that was 30 years ago, plus, a little more than 30 years ago. And I think both of us can agree it's still the same. I mean, that spirit of St. Michael's Abbey has always maintained that strong focus on, you know, the identity that makes us who we are and inspires us to do what we do. And praise God, that will be true 50, 100, 150 years from now, because that's really, I think, the key to success for the community.
Yes. When I was at St. John's Seminary, it was okay, but I wanted more of a scholastic philosophy. Mm-hmm. Aristotle, St. Thomas Aquinas, mm-hmm. St. Augustine, the other great philosophers. So I remember just thinking, I just want really good formation because it's so important to open yourself up to our Lord's will, to be a more effective servant, instrument of His grace, His mercy, and also to really, like a soldier who's training, to really spend time training, preparing yourself, praying, studying, growing in the virtues, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and to really allow yourself to abandon yourself to God's will and to really just fall in love with Him. That's what's great about the Abbey is, we, like you said, we still have that great solid formation. Eucharistic Holy Hour every night. Mm-hmm. We pray the Rosary together, praying the office, Liturgy of the Hours together. Mm-hmm. The Mass is reverent. It's devout. Mm-hmm. And there's always great homilies every day. Mm-hmm. The priests are preaching just great homilies, and it's very edifying. And this is why, well, in August, in about a month, about 2 months, 12 men want to enter St. Michael's Abbey.
Yeah, amazing.
So,
yeah.
But we only have room for 10, so the new abbey is already a little too small for
us. Well, as we've been saying for decades, it's a good problem to have.
Amen.
It's a good problem
Amen.
To have. Right. So I was there day one when Richard, before he was Father Charbel, he was Richie, enters St. Michael's Abbey. And I'm like the brand new novice master. Well, no, second year, actually. So, but this is my first group, and again, so many ways in which we think back, and that journey obviously continued. And then when we talk about the importance of community, and for all the Norbertines I've had on my show, like, it's always mentioned, the emphasis on community, community life, the blessings that we've received in community. When you begin formation, it's a break from the world, right? There are many things that you are asked to sacrifice, you know, for the higher goods of a, you know, serious formation, a devout spiritual life. But one of the things, of course, was family. Now, in my years as novice master, I've been blessed to become close to many of the families of the seminarians. And certainly for the Gerbevatz family, there is a very, very special bond that has formed over these years. And Father Charbel, maybe you can explain to our audience what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so when you enter the Abbey for the first 2 years, you cannot sleep over anywhere else. So you get usually one Sunday a month for about 4 hours to visit your family, or if you're out of state, to go to the family of a different seminarian. So Father Augustine would oftentimes come over for a Sunday afternoon. Oh. And then I have two brothers, and so we're all seated on the couch, and Father Augustine's there. My mom looks at him and goes, "You could be my fourth son." So right away, she adopts Father Augustine as her fourth son. Mm-hmm. And has always invited him over. And in fact, she told me that when they get back from Croatia, she wants to have you over first for dinner.
Oh, thank you, Mom. Thank you. So, yes, I'm honored to be the fourth son in the family. And the Croatian element also has been fascinating for me. I've learned a lot about sort of Croatian culture. And I'm going to go someday. I'm going to promise you right now, we've been talking about this for decades, I will go someday. We'll be there together in Croatia. And you spoke of St. Anthony's Parish in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I remember in formation, we went up to visit.
Yes.
And when they were sort of building, like they were just about to open the new hall.
Yes.
And we went to the beautiful church, and we made a really nice visit. And then, of course, you gave me the great honor of preaching.
My first Mass.
At your first Mass. Yes. At that Croatian parish. I preached in English, by the way, for all those who said, "I didn't know Father Augustine knows Croatian." Well, I don't know. So I preached. But that was, again, a beautiful moment. Beautiful connection. So, and in our time together in those years of formation, obviously, you know, a lot of learning, but a lot of fun, right? We had a lot of fun, sports and just conversations and all sorts of things. Maybe let's just kind of go through those years in formation, share with our audience like the highlights. As you mentioned, great philosophy, theology in Rome. Again, those years in formation are precious, and I'm just so thrilled and honored again to be a part of that for you and for all the other seminarians that I was with those years. And because it really is, it's a very special time and many, many graces.
Yeah, for one to be able to, like you said, to just be separated from the world and really just focus on your relationship with Christ and your brothers. And in that moment, to open yourself up to what God, the Holy Spirit, wants to do. And it's so beautiful because during formation, you have plenty of time to pray. There's quiet time. You have time to study. You have time to exercise. And it's really a moment for you to really be, in a sense, the man that Christ is calling you to be generous, to be open, to follow the rule of St. Augustine, to follow our constitutions, to follow the apostolic way of life that our Lord set with his apostles. And it's very, very human. A lot of people who come to the Abbey, they're impressed by how human our life is also. So we're not, I guess you might say, we're not like rigid or so distant from people, but they appreciate the reverence and the prayer and the deep spirituality of the Abbey, but also the humanity of the Abbey, where I guess you'd say we're normal guys. Mm-hmm. And we like to have fun.
I would say that in a heartbeat. Absolutely. From the very first day I visited, I said, these are normal guys.
Yeah.
And they're really holy, and they're going to serve the church. And yes, absolutely.
And it prepares us to be fathers. Fathers in preaching, fathers in baptizing, fathers to many spiritual children. Mm-hmm. And the ability to kind of share that fatherhood of God the Father with others is such a blessing. And so that formation also allows you to just to really fall in love with Christ, to spend time and to let him just work in your heart. And that carries over into our preaching, into our way of life, into our ministries. And so really the formation is, it's long. I think formation for me was about 8 years. Mm-hmm. So I did 2 years at St. John's Seminary and then 8 years at the Abbey. So it was about 10 years before I was ordained a priest. Mm-hmm. And looking back, it was about 5 or 6 years of college at UCI and then 10 years of religious seminary formation. Mm-hmm. So it's about 16 years of college, university.
Yeah, yeah. I was study. About that. Yeah. I was about that too, sure. Well, and it's all worth it.
Amen.
Especially the religious formation and the theological and philosophical education that we received. Because, you know, so many people have remarked over my 24 years now as a priest, and I'm sure you've heard this too, that people appreciate, you know, for the Norbertine community, the depth in the homilies and in the talks and in the teaching. And that's all because of what we were given in our formation. a depth of education that really, I mean, it's a tremendous gift. And obviously the community very much so, like, when we started, like, the community is like big growth spurt, like in the mid-80s, right? When we really had like a formation program, thanks to Father Thomas Nelson, my goodness, you know, he was really one that put it all together first, right? And then, you know, when we took that formation so seriously, I think we are still bearing the fruits of that particular commitment that the community made to provide, you know, high-level education and training and still be human and have fun and have, you know, normalcy, right, in our life. And part of the normalcy, again, you know, sports, other activities. I want to tell everyone in our audience, Father Shabbat is a great athlete. He plays a lot of great sports. He is a high energy and high intensity young man. So much so that, remember when you entered, your mom talked to me about your level of intensity.
Yes.
And that, you know, you need to kind of, you know, you need to slow him down because he just goes and goes and goes and goes. And I'm like, okay, I will do my best. And I'm like, this guy just goes and goes and goes and goes. And I'm like, so, and that was, again, a real blessing. You mentioned the generosity as part of, like, the formation program. Father Charbel, again, for all the times, you know, asked to do, like, this little extra job, little extra chore, little extra help out. That's just, it's such a big part of our life. And manual labor, I mean, Father Charbel, everything from, like, fixing cars and doing oil changes to serving as the lifeguard at summer camp. A wide range of gifts and talents that you have placed at the service of our community and now at the service of the wider church.
And thank you. You're such an instrumental part, our novice master. So we spent many days and nights. Father Augustine taught us so many classes, religious life, the scriptures, the catechism, St. Norbert, and all these great classes. And we had some good times on the basketball court.
We did.
Father Augustine has a great baseline shot.
Well,
he has a little bread and butter shot from the baseline.
I do still play once in a while. And I want to tell Father Charbel is a great soccer player. Oh, my goodness. In the finest Croatian tradition, right?
That's right.
Even with the jersey. With the national team jersey.
Yeah.
Very good. So those were great days. Again, really wonderful days. And in that way in which we're formed, you know, mind, body, soul, spirit, everything together. And it's true that intensity is a gift, right? The passion that we have for our way of life and for our service to the church and all that we do. And that comes out so strongly, I think, and, you know, in the ministry that you've had, and then, you know, in all the ways that your participation in the life of the community has, again, brought so many people to an awareness, God's love in their life. In Rome, highlights from the years in Rome.
I spent 3 years in Rome. My last year was 2005. The highlight was the death of St. John Paul II.
Oh, may he rest in peace.
There he is, our great intercessor. Yes. So the death is of St. John Paul II, and then the election of Pope Benedict,
yes,
being there for
you
those
were.
Two events.
There was a video of
That's
you.
That's right.
That's right. You were interviewed.
So when Pope Benedict was elected, there were several of us Norbertines in the Piazza of St. Peter's, and there was a whole row of cameras. And people just reporters walking around asking people, do you speak English? Do you speak English? And of course, we wear the white habit of St. Norbert and Our Lady, and it looks like the Pope's habit. And so they thought we were something special. Anyway, so people were coming up to us. They want to interview us. So CNN, all these great all these great opportunities to bring the faith through the media to the world. It was great.
Yeah.
And I remember one interview, it's in Italian, for Italian radio station, I was just saying, nobody can do what St. John Paul II did. He brought together so many people at his funeral. There are four U.S. presidents, all these heads of states, Christians, non-Christians, and they all came to recognize this man who influenced the world like no other person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and in many ways, like that election, and I do remember so well, I know where I was when I heard the news, right? And in fact, I was traveling. I was not at the Abbey at that particular point. Father Justin and I and Father Thomas were on an apostolic mission. And yes, and then when we heard about the news reports and your video, that, again, extraordinary times. And, you know, for the experience that we've all had, for those of us who studied in Rome, you know, we refer to it as the Romanitas. There's a spirit, right?
Yes.
You know, as like Roman Catholic and the Sydney, of course, is so filled with not only just, you know, church tradition, but historical. And those things are very, again, formative. We're able to meet priests and religious from all over the world. Very international city, very international community. Even our Norbertine House in Rome, at least in my time, you know, there were students from all over the world. And those are, you know, precious experiences, I think, that really make us more aware of the Catholicity of the Church, its universality. And, I mean, you know, there are still, you know, people, I'm sure, for both of us, that we keep in touch with that are all over the world still, yes. You know, in our order, and even other people. So those are all really wonderful experiences.
And like you said, you know, being in Rome, you're there where the center of our Catholic faith is, where so many of the martyrs died, shed their blood, where the relics of, you know, five apostles are, Peter and Paul are there, and Philip and James, and Matthew, Matthew isn't Salerno, but Bartholomew, and just going to the Angelicum and walking around Rome, and you really feel the presence of the saints, like you said, and that formation is great.
We were both ordained on June 30th, the day, which is the memorial of all the first martyrs of the Church of Rome.
That's right.
Who are definitely, in a special way, interceding for us and for our priesthood. Is again, these experiences, there's no coincidences in all these moments of God's providence. From you, you know, having a Spanish class at UCI with Father Raymond, to all the other ways. Father Damien's house, I don't think I've ever heard that story before. That's a really, really beautiful, beautiful connection. But I knew, yes, I knew that you guys were, of course, friends, even before the Abbey.
Right.
And so, yeah. When we look back, those years of formation, those early years, maybe share with the audience, again, work of God's grace in overcoming some of the difficulties and struggles, because we've been like super positive about our life, which is what we are. But let's be honest, of course, for the audience and for, you know, just all those who will benefit from hearing this, it's not always just like super, easy. And in those moments, I think even more so than the good times, we rely on God, and maybe just share with the audience how they too can just trust in God through those difficult times, turn to God in prayer, again, sort of, you know, not that it's a secret, but like, what's the secret, right, to really help you through?
Yeah, I think it's the Eucharist, our Lord's real presence, because we all struggle, every day's a struggle, we all get lonely, sometimes we get sad or angry, or there's something that's weighing heavy on our souls. And I think the greatest thing for me at the Abbey would be, of course, morning Mass, receiving our Lord in Holy Eucharist. And then right around, you know, 4:30, we pray the Rosary. And then the evening is the holy hours. That's just a great time to be still and to know that He is God, supreme among the nations, supreme among the earth. And to go to our Lord with all of our struggles and all of our worries and anxieties, and just trust. I mean, it sounds easy, but Jesus, I trust in You. Just keep approaching Him and allowing Him to help us abandon ourselves, to realize without Him, we can do nothing. Every breath, every heart, every beat of our heart is all because He allows it. And it's all a sign of His great love for us. And so that's been a very, very helpful aspect of formation, is just turning to our Lord in the Eucharist and Our Lady in the Rosary.
Amen. All right, guys, Father Charbel, thank you so much, and happy anniversary again on Ordination Anniversary Day. For all of our listeners, I hope you've enjoyed our conversation. Again, more than just a friend, and for many of my guests, I can say that, but certainly for Father Charbel, more than just a friend. And we'll close our show today in gratitude to God with a glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.
And may Almighty God bless all of you who are listening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for tuning in, everyone, and God bless you all.
You've been listening to Father Augustine and Friends, right here on Spirit-Filled Radio. If you have any questions or comments for Father, please send an email to info@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's info@spiritfilledhearts.org. Have a blessed day. And until next time, we are one heart and one mind on our way to God.
If you're enjoying these podcasts, please consider supporting Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry with a one-time or monthly gift. Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are only funded by generous donors who believe in our mission to evangelize.